and welcome to Coronavirus Essential. I am Shraddha Sharma, and while we are together in this fight against the coronavirus pandemic, I have been giving you all the essential details from India and around the world every day. So for today, let's start with India. Again, today is the 17th day of India's 21-day lockdown. Now the total infected confirmed cases in the country stand at 6,412, out of which 199 people have died due to the illness. If we talk about the state-wise numbers, Maharashtra is the worst affected with over 1,360 cases, out of which 125 have recovered and 97 have died. It is followed by Tamil Nadu with over 830 cases, out of which 21 have recovered and 8 have died. Delhi has over 720 cases, out of which 25 have recovered and 12 have died. So these three are the worst affected states. After the Supreme Court verdict on free testing, private labs are now in a fix and want clarity from the government in terms of the cost reimbursement. So the important announcements that came from the Ministry of External Affairs and the Health Ministry include the Joint Secretary Lav Agarwal assuring that the domestic requirement of HCQ or the anti-malaria drug is around 1 crore, while we have 3.28 crore tablets available now. So three times the requirement is the availability right now. Yesterday, number of tests that were conducted were over 16,000 and only 2% cases were tested positive. So although the ministry has said that no community transmission in the country is confirmed, so there's no need to panic, but we all need to remain aware and alert, and rapid diagnostic kits have also been sanctioned. While the Ministry of External Affairs has said that they have evacuated 20,473 foreign nationals as of yesterday. After this, let's move on to Kerala, where five cats have died days after they were found in a hospital ward that is dedicated for coronavirus patients in Kerala. This is as per a report by PTI. Now, the organs have been sent for testing to find if there is a link to coronavirus. This news comes in after a study was published in the Science Journal that found that cats can infect each other via respiratory droplets. And after that study, WHO has said that they will start an investigation to find if cats can also catch coronavirus, and more on pets to human transmission, which is still not clear as of now. So Kerala will be using disinfection gateways, that is hydrogen peroxide fumes that will be used to decontaminate the body, hands and clothes of a person, and face mask disposal bin that will use the UV-based disposal system that can be used by health workers in hospitals and public places. A similar usage is seen in Delhi's Azadpur Mandi, where a human sanitization tunnel has been made before people enter the mandi. Experts say that India's cases will peak in September. This is what Punjab's chief minister, Captain Armin. This is what Punjab's chief minister, Captain Singh, has said. And he also said that community transmission has likely begun in the state, but the Ministry of Health has negated this claim. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with chief ministers on Saturday, that is tomorrow, with the extension of lockdown on agenda. Let's go to the aviation sector. IndiGo will suspend meal service for some time after the lockdown is over on domestic travel, and will fill only 50% seats in airport buses post the lockdown. IIT has developed a UV technology fitted trunk for homes to sanitize groceries and currency note. And some important information has come that is also very that also has to do with a lot of ignorance in times of lockdown. An FIR has been filed against Kapil Vadhwan of DHFL Group, and Maharashtra government has also sent the senior IPS officer who has given permission for this travel on a compulsory leave. So basically five vehicles and around 22-23 people drove from Khandala to Mahabaleshwar on Wednesday night after they were issued passes on orders of the senior IPS officer Amitabh Gupta, who is the special principal secretary in the State Home Department. While in Mumbai, BMC had said previously that Mumbai has probably reached a community transmission stage. Also, there is a report suggesting that robots will deliver food and medicine in a Chennai hospital. Another information is coming from Punjab, which has now extended this current lockdown in the state till May 1st. So this is all from the Indian front. Now moving on to some global updates. Now the total number of people who have been confirmed to be COVID-19 positive have crossed 1.6 million. The number of deaths have crossed 96,000 in the world, and out of which 329,500 people have recovered. New York has reported another record death toll at 799 in the past 24 hours. If we talk about the five worst affected countries as per John Hopkins, it is US over 466,000 cases, followed by Spain with over 157,000 cases, Italy with over 1,43,000 cases, by France and Germany. So the worst impacted country, now US has overtaken Spain's total casualties with over 1,600 people dead in the US. Spain has been recording its lowest daily death toll for the past 17 days. It also recorded 605 deaths. Now looks like Spain's daily death toll is increasing again as per today's report. Donald Trump has said that Pfizer has found a promising new treatment that might prevent the virus from replicating, and it hoped to begin testing in the clinical trials very soon, as per a report by The Guardian. If we talk about some of the countries which had not reported any coronavirus cases so far, there were around six countries as per reports. Now, Yemen has announced its first confirmed case of coronavirus. If you talk about European Union, EU has finally agreed to 500 billion euros rescue package for European countries that were hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic and continuing to do so. US lawmakers have urged China to urgently shut all its operating wet markets as per some of the international reports. A single person with COVID-19 may be more likely to infect up to 5 or 6 people rather than 2 or 3 that were previously estimated as per Chinese data. And this is confirmed by CDC now. The US Navy has confirmed yesterday that 416 crew members on board the USS Theodore Roosevelt, a US Navy aircraft carrier that was docked, have new confirmed positive cases for coronavirus. As I said, 416 new cases. The number of confirmed cases have now jumped by 130 in one day. Over 1,000 tests results are still pending. This was after captain of the ship, who raised the issues of dire conditions and was later relieved of his command by the Navy, he was also tested positive. It's the same ship that we're talking about. Boris Johnson moved out of intensive care but remains at the St. Thomas Hospital in London, as per confirmation by Downing Street. South Korea health officials have reported that 91 patients who had been discharged and were cleared of the virus have now tested positive again. An investigation is underway as to understand what is causing this rebounds. A Swiss death toll has passed 800 and confirmed cases now top 24,000. Around 450 prisoners and jail staff at Chicago's largest jail have now tested positive. This is as per a report by Reuters, citing country corrections officials. This is, in terms of the entire US, represents one of the country's largest outbreaks at a single site so far. China's National Health Commission has said that 42 new confirmed cases as of April 9th, out of which 38 were attributed as imported cases. There are, apart from these cases, 47 new asymptomatic cases, people who have been tested positive for the virus but has no symptoms at all, and one new death has been confirmed. So this is from the global front. Now moving on. Now let's talk about some other news updates. COVID-19 lockdown has triggered rise in mental health issues. Basically, the coronavirus outbreak plus the lockdown has triggered an increase in the number of cases if we talk about stress and anxiety and also domestic violence. And this report is specifically coming from Goa, where these claims are by mental health experts. Also, a counselor quoted by news agency PTI has said that the concept of a lockdown is very alien to us and we are unable to cope with it. And also, if you're wondering when do people recover or, are allowed to be discharged from a hospital, did you know that they are supposed to be in isolation for another 14 days, even after the tests have been come out negative? So before discharging the patients, they are monitored for 14 more days before they can go back to the families. So there are some interesting reads on the Money Control website that you could be reading right now. The first one talks about building herd immunity may not work in tackling COVID-19 at the moment, writes Kamalika Ghosh, quoting Giridhar R. Babu, a professor and head of Life Course Epidemiology, Public Health Foundation of India. So do read to find out what that means. And the next one is how the Vadhvans offer a peek into the lives of a powerful crony capitalist. This is by Dinesh Unikrishnan, which is, basically according to the Enforcement Directorate, the Vadhvans had real estate dealings with a gangster Daud Ibrahim's aide and drug trafficker Iqbal Mirchi, whom they, allegedly met in London. So it's an interesting read. Also, one Money Control Pro article that speaks about, is the industry on the road to recovery? Was it on the road to recovery before the virus hit, before it became a pandemic? So very insightful read. But before we wrap up, do not forget about the Money Control Daily Planner. You can pick what you like from our curated isolation list. Fun, isn't it? So do check that Money Control Planner out today as well. If you have any suggestions and feedbacks for us, do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. But for more news, views and other updates, stay logged on to Money Control.